Black people are gonna crack.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth. The most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM. The movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Milwaukee, stand up, stand up. It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back, we ready. 101.7 The Truth. Tory Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Thank you for joining me for the second hour of The Tory Lowe Show. And we got guests in the studio. Look, this is an event that we're encouraging all dads to go out to. It's an organization called Dads on Duty. These are fathers that are working with the students at MPS, dedicating time to go up to MPS, Milwaukee Public Schools, and spend some time up there. We got JB Fresh, one of the community advocates out here, a longtime community advocate and DJ. He out here, you know, DJ to the polls?
Did that.
So what I'm saying is we have an assignment. I'll call it a call to action to all the dads.
100%.
To be a part of Dads on Duty. There's an event coming up Saturday, May 3rd, 2025. What's happening here?
So we're doing a Dads on Duty forum, man. So thanks for having me on, man. What was that? Back like November, October-ish, right, man. That's when we first launched it, man. But now this thing has been moving and forward, man. We're starting to get some attention behind it, and we bringing all the dads, all the resources, all the fun to one spot as Thrive on King right there on MLK and Garfield, May 3rd. So from 8 to 12 o'clock, man, dads is going to have some real candid conversations about fatherhood and what that looks like in education. If you're dealing with kids who have IEP or mental health issues, man, as a father, we're trying to give resources wrapped around you for that. And then we're going to have job opportunities, activities to do with your kids for the summer. We got some giveaways, free food. I got D-Rock coming to open up, man, so it's going to be a nice little thing.
That's sounding powerful.
We're trying, man.
Look, let me tell you something. I love the commitment, you know, because many times we do need to have the black male figure back inside the schools or operating where we know that the children have that, because a lot of single-parent households, you know, a lot of people don't have dads
in the house, 100%. Right. But there's not even dads in the school. So that's what's so alarming. And me as a former teacher, man, you know, we looking across the room, it's only a handful of us, and it's just like, wow. But then also as a black teacher, man, you see how these schools tend to overuse you just a little bit, because you do have a bit of a command over students sometimes and a little bit more classroom control than some of the counterparts, because you look like the students.
Right.
You come from where they came from.
And there's a certain energy that comes with the male energy. When it comes to students, females, they're more nurturing. Men are more disciplinary. Same thing with parenting. And what have you seen? What effect on the students have you seen when it came to dads on duty, dads being there, being present in the classroom?
Well, you see students start to stand up straighter, right? You don't see many boys with their pants sagging like that,
right,
or you don't hear as many cuss words in the hallways. So that's just a small start of it. And, you know, the students are actually wanting to come to school more. What I can't say is we haven't gotten the frequency of that yet, so we're still trying to call to action. Now, one of my biggest hurdles is we do have a background check. So, you know, it's unfortunate that many of the men who have the time, right, to be involved, you know, they can't pass the background check. But we have found other ways to be creative to still let them be involved and provide mentoring. For example, I brought G's Clippers to the schools back in February, and we did cuts and conversations. So we brought the barbershop-style therapy to the classroom.
Right.
Brought G, shout out to Tootie. Real barbers coming in having real men conversation, man. It was a circle of fellas. Shout out to Montreal Kane. Shout out to Mr. Gross. Fathers Making Progress, man, City of Milwaukee, Daryl Davidson, and man, all these cats came into the schools, and we had a handful of dads that was in there. So those are the dads that can still have those candid conversations and be like, yo, I made these mistakes. This is what it's like. This is what it's going to be like when you go to jail. You know what I'm saying? Stop stealing these cars. You know, stop trying to, you know, push this dope and all this other stuff, man. You know, you're going to be right back here with me. You know, you're going to have some money for a while, but you're going to be right back here with me. So you might as well do what you got to do in school now. So we got real men coming to have these conversations. We got the police officers coming to talk to these kids too. You know, not necessarily teach them how to get out of trouble, but when you are detained, how do you stay alive? You know, what are some of those things that, you know, you need to say and be responsible for, be looking out for, because not every police officer is going to have your best interest at heart.
When I talk about the youth, because a lot of you feel like they not being heard, you know, nobody's listening to us. But when you talk about a program with the dads, with the fathers coming in, mentoring, offering services, being a part of the educational process, like you said, you do see a improvement or a reaction to having that present.
100%.
You see that reaction. And I think that many times when you talk about dads being involved, reading to children, you know, the voice, the frequency of that, you know, it actually installs into them a way to say, okay, let me do this because I see a grown up here that actually cares about me.
Right.
A male that cares. And many times a lot of the children may not have the male present. And I think that's so powerful that you're doing this. That's why I say I appreciate you for doing Dads on Duty with MPS, the school system that has a lot of problems.
Yeah, well first off, salute to all teachers. And special salute to all black male teachers, man. That is a very, very small minority in public education.
And that's what I was going to say. We're lacking that.
Yeah, shout out to DJ Mr. Martin, DJ Infotech. You know, these are brothers who were my mentors in the nightlife and also in the classroom as well. So, you know, cats that still, you know, entertaining folks every night and still getting up every morning to high schools to teach these kids, man. Mm. And, you know, like I say, it's stressful, man. They ran me out the classroom.
What?
Ran me out the classroom,
what
man.
What you mean?
Because I had good classroom management. Mm-hmm. They used to call me for special assignments at a school. I had a great relationship. I ain't going to say the name because I still like the people over there.
Right.
But they stuck me in an extreme behavior disorder class. Now, I'm coming from the business world. You know, I could deal with kids like that on the spectrum outside of the school. But once you put me in this walls, I'm confined. I had 6 kids in the class. Man, I BS you not, man. I'm literally having to take a shot as soon as I get out of work.
Oh,
man.
Wow.
That's how stressful it was.
Because it was a lot of...
It was stressful.
Taking on not... The education component wasn't...
Didn't even have the space to
wasn't
teach.
Wasn't even the main concern in that space.
Man, you get these
kids... It's behavioral.
Man, it's first thing in the morning. They want to throw breakfast at each other. But then you can't be mad at the kids because, you know, I got some of these kids that was on monitoring. I had a few of these kids who, you know, their mama was working third shift. So they got to be up watching their siblings every day. You know what I'm saying? A couple other kids, you know, was in poverty. So, you know, their behavior may have been a reaction to their trauma, but me as a teacher, you know, I try to do the best I can. And then you have to have special training for that.
Mm. So when they did that, what did you learn from it? Okay, because I see that you made the adjustment.
The biggest thing I learned, man, a lot of these problems ain't these kids' fault. We want to point the blame and the finger at children. Granted, you got to have some accountability, but, you know, they only do what they see. And the problem with what they see and what they experience, because they the next generation, they just go do it better or take it to another level, right? Mm-hmm. You look at the basketball now. You know, you see the things Kyrie Irving is doing with the basketball. Would he be able to do that with Isaiah Thomas? You know, so the previous generation sets the groundwork for the next path for folks. So that's exactly what we're dealing with now. You know, we didn't had all this war on drugs and you know, the crack coming through the black community, and that left a vacuum in the black fathers and, you know, in the household. So this is the aftermath. So we're dealing with that now, because now these kids we're not even talking about granddads. They don't have grandfathers.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And sometimes because of the trauma that they might have, their family might experiences, they might have problems with their uncles. You know what I'm saying? So they don't have safe men in their lives, and a lot of times, or men at all, or their mom may be promiscuous, you know, different men coming in and out of life. Mm. We're having babies by multiple men. So, you know, these are all things that our students are dealing with, and they legit.
When you started this program with the mission of just having dads present, you know, what is MPS, the public school system, doing to help keep the initiative going? Because sometimes you see initiatives like this, and then you don't see them, you know what I mean? So what are the plans to make sure that it's consistent? Because the one thing I realized that when you're dealing with the kids, you just got to be consistent.
100%.
Really, 90% of dealing with youth is being consistent, a consistent presence in their life. You know, not a lot of people.
Consistent structure, yeah. Consistent discipline, and consistent love.
That's why I say, like, when I get, like, in my, like, 50s, I'm going to dedicate the rest of my life to kids. Right now, I do so many things with activism and tragedies.
Well, you still on the way up, man. Facts. You ain't got gout or nothing, man. You right, got to still run it, man.
But what I'm saying is, because I want to be a coach eventually. Okay. I want to be a football coach. I might go back to North Division. I might have to ask you to be my assistant coach, you know, out there.
We need you at North. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Like,
North is one of the most untapped resources that we have in this city.
And it's
right
in the middle of the 53206.
You can learn how to swim there. You can learn how to read. You can get your taxes done there. We do our professional development training at MPS at North Division. And it's still got a swimming pool. Still got a big space. They got a new track. They got a new gym.
I'm gonna tell you this. I want to be a football coach, and you know
you are going to be a football coach.
Like I said, that's the decision I'm going to make. And like you know, when I get done with everything, all of this running and building, a lot of these things, because I know you have to be so consistent when it comes to the children. You know
you're about
what I mean?
52 kids, father, man.
Right. Facts. And so at the end of the day, I'll say this. That's why I salute you, because dealing with the youth is something that you have to be consistent with. You can't just. I remember I had helped a young man, and kids grow up extra quick.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Especially if they're students that you they're not in your household. So you see them one time, and then the next time you see them, since you're not there all the time dealing with the day-to-day situations, that may not be even the same child.
Prime example, when I first started teaching in 2012, like since I hit my 40s, I've been seeing students. I just ran into two twins students last week in the bar. It was like, oh my God, Mr. Adams. And these two girls about to graduate college, you know what I'm saying? Mm. They invite me to come back to their college, and I'm like, wow, y'all still remember me from, you know, 12, 13 years ago from all this time, and y'all grown ladies now getting ready to do y'all thing. I was like, yeah, we still do y'all computer PowerPoints, and you know what I'm saying? I was
right.
Like, oh, man, that touched my heart, man.
Impact.
Touched my heart.
Impact. And like I said, this is one of the things where we say there's not enough black males in the system. You know, we talk about this, that there's a lack of black male teachers in the school system, you know, black
that's
teachers.
That's not just
period.
On us, though. It's not that we don't want to teach. You know, we haven't been treated as fairly. The pay isn't as right.
What you mean when you say treated as fairly? Like they is there? Are you experiencing some type of discrimination as a teacher?
Use discrimination everywhere, 100%. Okay. Like I said, they were using me into this space because the school was so short staffed that they needed a body, but they had to put a body that could take on what.
Right.
What was dealing with that class was dealing with. You know what I'm saying? Mm. But I didn't know that I was going to have trauma and dealing with their trauma myself, just like a social worker. Mm-hmm. You know, you take on so much, it just absorbs in you.
And as a male taking on these, you know, different ideas, because no two children are the same.
Not even in your household.
So when you get out into the public and you're managing these different ideas, what are some of the things that you can give us, like, as a clue to how to approach when you have to deal with these type of students in, you know, MPS or in a situation where they may have not had the stable upbringing and things like that? What is the tip? How do you approach that?
Well, you have to be very, very careful because, you know, you might see a 13-year-old smoking a Black and Mild outside and you care enough about that kid that you want to say something to him, but... You know, you got to kind of be a little bit more savvy than that. You don't want to be like, hey, man, put that down. The little kids will be like, F you, you know what I'm saying? Whatever they being on. But, you know, you got to be a little bit more tactful. Like, I just finished vape prevention training last week. You know it's wrong. They know it's not cool. You'd be like, hey, man, you know what that's doing to your body, right? I'm like, hey, do you like smoking charcoal? You gotta hit them with something to catch them off guard. You know what I'm saying? They be like, no, man, I don't like smoking charcoal. I'm like, well, like you got one in your hand right now. You know what I'm saying? So it's same message, right? But I didn't chastise them. I gave them the why. Yeah, the why. You gotta give them the why, because kids always gonna want to know why.
I think that's the best approach. I always tell people, always give people advice, because if you tell them what to do, they not going to do it.
Not at all. And they can even ask you for advice and still go do the opposite.
But at least you giving them the knowledge. And I think that they can pick and choose what they want to do with the knowledge. And the ones that really want to do something with it, you'll see it.
Right.
But the ones that don't want to do anything with the knowledge, you'll see that. But I think that the best thing I ever learned was not to tell nobody what to do. Just give
them the
information.
How did you have to learn how to do that?
By seeing that every time you actually told somebody what to do, that they didn't do it.
Right.
But then they'll see something, an idea, and they were able to see ideas and add it to themselves. Because the idea wasn't telling them what to do. It was just, oh, I dig that.
Right. Or that change may not happen that moment, right? That kid might have been like, he might see a billboard or something, be like, dang, that OG was telling me something, you know what I'm saying, about myself, looking out for me. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Ain't like he was just telling me wrong.
Hey. Look, I'm going to tell you right now, that's a powerful program, Dads on Duty. This event, I'm hoping, how can people get involved with it? How can people come out and support Dads on Duty and actually be consistent with what the program is asking for men to do?
The registration is free, mpsmke.com, Dads on Duty, super simple. Once you get there, too, you are even able to sign up to even go to a school once you come down to the forum. You know what I'm saying? So at the forum, you're going to meet a bunch of other dads that's like-minded like you. You know, no offense to the other fatherhood-based conferences and events, but we try to stay away from the typical resources. Most of these events you see 79 dudes lined up for child support help, which is good because they need it, but we trying to be a little bit more proactive in that. You know what I'm saying? These are the cats that's already taking care of their kids. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I drop a kid off at school every day. I've been on child support for 20-some years, and I don't owe nothing. I don't owe no back pay or nothing. You know what I'm saying? But I still take care of my kids and still do what I got to do. So we're trying to address that level of men. You know, we're bringing in home buying resources, bringing in other parenting resources. And then, like I say, the big thing, though, too, is like there are so many – it's National Autism Month for April. And shout out to Brownstone. They got an autism event for parents going up next Friday. We're trying to bring resources for dads that are dealing with that too. Right. And that's the story that people don't really talk about, how challenging it is for fathers that are dealing with a kid with special needs or the patience and time that they have. Because, you know, as a dad, you know, and you, especially if you're with your woman, we're going to say, I got it. You know, you dealing with a lot. I got it. Mm-hmm. But then when we get it, then how do we take care of us? Or, you know what I'm saying, once we do get it, what do we do with this child? When are the sensory event days at the Rock and Jump? What other days that they have a discovery zone that I can bring my child to because they can't deal with the lights and the sounds and things of that nature? So there are so many different factors and stuff, but people don't really know where to take their kids. But shout out to Portia Orr. She has a great organization for dealing with parents with autism. And then, you know, we're just trying to bring awareness. And some people are still in denial that their kid may have a problem. You know how we grew up in black community, y'all. He's just slow.
Oh, God gonna, you know, heal him from it. That's what they do.
Hey, he about to rise, ain't he on Sunday?
and it's the truth.
Hey, he is risen and so shall I.
Hey, look, I'm trying to tell you, my grandma put the blessed oil on me, you know, and try to make it, you know, try to make it right.
Ain't do nothing.
Hey.
It just got you hope.
7551 says he's right. He's 100% right. I was a paraprofessional known as a decent disciplinarian. I came in every day. I had me subbing in different classes every day, which was too much. Fighting, ribbing, cussing. We were using me as a slave, basically, and wasn't paying sub fees. I left the field. Too stressful, more angry than happy.
I had days like that. And then you
felt like giving up.
Yeah, but then you don't want to give up on the kids, but then it's just like, damn.
Well, you ain't paying people on time?
Am I even serving the kids justice if I'm not even the best person to be in this position? So sometimes we hang on too long when we supposed to have let go.
That happens to a lot of people. But when
am I wrong?
No, you 100% right. Hey, look, when we come back, I'm going to continue the conversation. We got JB Fresh, representative of Dads on Duty, working with NPS, trying to get more dads in the class to participate, to be more proactive.
Yes, sir.
Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You are the master of your fate.
And they got good.
They got good.
And they got good.
They got good.
And they got good. So many victims in this world, can you feel my pain? Injustice and violence is kinda hard to explain. Grandma pray for me because it's too hard to cry. Babies getting shot from the drama on the block. I hit my knees and pray, Lord, heal our hood. Cause the cops in our hood ain't no good. I got a message for my people, only trust in God. Keep your head up, I know the times is hard. High unemployment.
1017 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. Our fourth annual Tory Lowe Community Cleanup, presented by 1MKE. It's in the books, and it was a day to remember. Over 10,000 gallons of trash was collected by nearly 300 volunteers in just one day. Together, we made a difference and helped make our city a little beautiful. Thank you to all that came out to help make our city better, came out and showed out. And, of course, thank you to our powerful partners, 1MKE, Cousin Subs, Raise Coca-Cola, Landmark Credit Union, and Waste Management. In the studio with JB Fresh.
Yo, yo.
In here on behalf of Dads on Duty. Hey, working with the kids. We got to have these conversations. We got to get the men in the classroom. And men,
or at least in the hallways in the building.
Or just in, you know,
just
when they come back to greet them. They doing that too. To greet them on the first day of school. Sometimes I see those.
Yeah, we've done that too. And you see the kids, man, be so cheery, man. You see kids break lines just to make sure they get their little high five in. It's impact. And all grade bands, too, even the high school kids, even though they be walking around moping, but they still be smiling all goofy and stuff like, oh, okay, somebody do care about us.
Hey, we got a Markina on the lines. Well, I want to ask you the question before we open up the lines. Do you recently heard about the women, all women space exploitation?
It's very symbolic.
They went into space. Do you think that it was real? Gayle King, Katy Perry, an all-women's group. A lot of people are criticizing the whole thing, you know, the Blue Origin, the whole idea of the space travel. And we've been talking about it. I want to get your opinion on this. Do you think that they went to space, that this actually was a real event? Yeah, I'm talking to you, Jay.
Do I think they went? No, I do not.
Oh, wow. And you ain't the only one.
No, I'm flat out saying no or not.
I wanted to believe, because I wanted to be an astronaut.
Yeah, it was very good symbolism, man. You know, they did Hidden Figures, man. You know, you want the women to dream. We got Mae Jemison, you know, first black female astronaut. So I guess you want to continue on with that legacy, man. But Gayle King and Katy Perry, man, They leading in women's.
And they was looking beautiful. The hair was done, nails done, everything did. I mean, they ain't had no, you know, the helmet idea. They was up in space, and maybe you don't need all of that. Maybe we just thought that you needed all of that equipment.
Well, they say they crossed the line. I think from the ground to the atmosphere is, 300-some thousand miles? So I don't know. It took me 15 hours to get to Mississippi. So is they still in space now?
I don't know. They came down. They was only up there for 11 minutes.
I could see that. But then how long did it take for them to land, though?
I don't know. They said that they could. Juice said that she saw them the whole time. Like, when she could see the whole. I don't know. They
from where was they at, in Houston or Florida?
In the air, I guess.
Where did they launch from?
I don't know. Like they just said they did it. When they did it, I was on the air. I was at work. So when I finally caught it,
they weren't streaming
it. It had already happened.
Okay.
But we got Markina on the lines. Markina, you're on the new 101.7 The Truth. Did they go to space?
Yes, I believe they went to space. And also, regardless of the time it took, that woman got in a capsule that could have went all kinds of wrongs. Mm-hmm. And they did that. It could have went any kind of way. And space, what is space? I mean, do they just got to go past the clouds? And
it's called the Cayman Line.
They had to go past a certain line called the Cayman Line. And they said they just went. It wasn't like a trip to the moon, I guess. It was just past the Cayman Line. And that I guess they showed footage of them seeing like the kind of the outer limits of the Earth.
Yeah, it's the line between the Earth's atmosphere and space.
Right. So they said
I could see Carmen that they went. I mean, could you imagine how their hearts were going just to take that risk of possibly
you take
going
a risk
up
riding
or whatever?
The Eagle.
Hey, you can take a risk going up Capitol. Hold on. You can take a
find a
going up Capitol.
Oh, believe me, I live near Capitol.
I'm trying to say, if they did go up there, that trip was way more safer than driving up Capitol. I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah, for real. But also, I'd like to say thank you, JB Fresh, for doing what you're doing. Also,
appreciate
I'm a North
you.
Division graduate. Also. And I appreciate what you're doing for our young people out here.
Thank you.
And for the parents, because you're doing something for parents as well doing this.
That's why it's important.
But y'all be blessed.
Thank you. Thank you, Markina.
Yes.
Thank you for tapping in.
You're welcome.
Markina said, she believed that they went up there. I mean, I guess if it ain't that big of a deal, they went into a space where, you know, they went into a stratosphere where it didn't take long. It just went up there, took a peek, came back down. The door opened from the inside. They said that was a problem. I don't know. People just point out a lot of
things.
I'm
just going to ask ChatGPT right now, how far is the Earth's surface?
They say 62 miles up.
Surface from space.
I don't know. DJ Brother Z.
What's up?
We got
62 miles above sea level.
Right.
The Carmen line. Okay. Could be 50 miles. Okay. So I guess flying 50 miles ain't that far, but you're going straight up, though. So you got a different type of level of pressure. You got different – you got to go through the ray periods. That's why stuff get hot on the way back in.
And there was no burn marks on the capsule,
They say it was no burn marks on the capsule. I don't know. It looked pretty clean to me. But all I'm saying is you can take the
like
poll.
Like a production?
You can take the poll. Do you think the ladies really went into space? As we broadcast live on YouTube, I don't know. I really wanted to believe it, but then I got to just I'm just going to reserve.
When do we go to the moon? Allegedly.
That's what they saying.
In the 60s?
Was that 68?
Yeah, they saying that we went
like
to the 68, moon.
68, I think.
But then a lot of people was pointing out even some things that I wasn't even looking at. Who was up there taking the pictures?
a selfie stick.
Who recorded the
NASA had technology before we get it. They probably had selfie sticks 40 years ago.
If he was all floating on the moon, who was back there recording?
What type of flash is it?
I'm just saying.
How do you get light up there?
Then wasn't it like a car, like a buggy or something that they had driving? I don't know. I don't know.
I feel like it's already people up on the moon already, man. That's how I feel.
I think the Looney Tunes got somebody, a Martian up there. Marvin the Martian.
It's production, man. You think they came up with Thanos? You think they can't come up with getting on the moon or going into space?
I don't know. Hit us up on the pole.
You ever watched The Matrix?
I watched. That's one of my favorite movies.
So, bending the mind, right?
Yeah, facts.
Okay, then.
I do believe in a black woman actually wrote that.
Right.
And the Terminator.
Yeah.
And they stole it.
Yep, she got settled. She
did settle out.
Yeah, but I mean, 20, 30 years later after they done made spinoffs and everything off of that.
I think she got like a billion or something.
She got paid. Because the Terminator was what? Franchise in the 80s, 90s?
Man, I don't know. See, this is why I say, like, I want to believe because I wanted to be an astronaut. And if they, I just want to be a part of it. If they got rides where you could go into space and it's safe, I want to make sure that I can be a part of something like that one day. But then all of a sudden, I went down the rabbit hole, and that live footage that they had from the landing, I'm going to pull back a little bit. So, I'm going to pull back just a little bit because maybe it's something that I ain't see. Maybe they're going to come out with some explanations why the door opened from the inside, because Jeff Bezos had the key to open the door, but the door was
already... Did he fund it or something?
It was his thing. It was his project. But what I'm saying is...
So how much did that cost?
Probably 100. They said... Somebody said 100 million. I don't know the exact cost.
100 million?
But what I'm saying is he was supposed to unlock the door. What happened was the door, they had opened it. Like, they was for to come out, and then I don't know if this was a production person. They was like, wait a minute. No, we can't open the door right now. So they closed it, and then he acted like he opened it. And this is on video.
So then they opened it, then closed it, then he opened it.
Yeah, it's on video.
Oh, yeah, no. ChatGTP say something about the hatch.
Yeah, so I don't know what that was, but I think that, you know, I want to believe that you can, we'll be able to one day get into the atmosphere where it's dope, where we can
live.
You know, yeah. I mean, they had the Mile High Club out here for a second. I don't know. People up in the sky floating around. I don't know. But what I'm saying is, I'm trying to reserve it. I really was excited.
You've been optimistic, right?
I don't even believe in UFOs either.
Why not?
I don't believe in aliens, but I believe in space. And if I see an alien, you know what I mean, then I'll believe it. But it's hard to believe in things that, you know, you can't see, to me.
You ever heard of the great philosopher Nasir Jones?
I heard of Nasir Jones,
yeah. He has a song called No Ideas Original. There's nothing new under the sun.
Right. So you're saying that they've been going to space for a long time?
We not from here. You ever seen a human grow out the ground?
That's what they saying, but I ain't seen no human
Or walk out of the water? The evolution, right?
I didn't see humans come and develop in the placenta, but I ain't never seen nobody.
Nobody grew out the ground, right? We replaced here, man. I believe we replaced here.
All I'm saying is I only could go by what I see.
Okay, if you look at the Bible, what is an angel considered, right? Someone coming from outer space,
right?
Right. Yeah.
From the spiritual world, though.
I mean, that's...
Everybody tell it. His spirit's flying around right now. We can't see it.
Probably. He about to rise on Sunday again, right?
My son watches the new Spider-Man where you can open up different portals and different dimensions.
Oh, the multiverse joint.
Multiverses. So it's out there, the multiverse ideas. And spiritually, that's what I think that when they talk about different dimensions and spirit, like that multiverse idea, you know what I mean? Where they do it in the cartoon and they showing us that it's different dimensions and things like that. So I believe that there are things that we are not tapped into happening because we don't know everything. We're all energy.
Well,
but I'm still a person that got to see something. I got to see something.
Well, everything we have going on now.
I'm not just going to go hard on just something I ain't seen.
We're dumber than we are 2,000 years ago.
I believe it because I think America has what they're doing with the chemicals and the food and not really, even with our city, not really treating certain ideas that do dumb you down, like lead poisoning in the schools.
The phones dumb us down.
The energy, the radiation, the microwave stuff that we do.
Just having this phone dumb us down. Facts. Like, if I was a farmer, right, I had to know certain patterns of the year. I had to learn foliage. I had to learn soil. Now I could just go on TikTok. I don't got to know anything. I could just go on TikTok. Back then, I had to actually know different remedies and medicines.
But that's why they call it the smartphone.
Yeah.
Because you might end up being a dummy. All I'm saying is, when I used to come up, you had to remember everybody's phone number.
Right. And you used to read encyclopedias, right?
Yeah. But just or when you had to travel,
mm-hmm.
you had to really use a map.
Mm-hmm.
You got lost 4 or 5 times trying to go somewhere far because you had to actually follow the map.
I remember going to Circle City Classic with about 5 sheets from MapQuest.
But now, you know, they tell you where to go. Matter of fact, the name pop up. You don't see the number no more. You don't have to dial it no more.
You don't even got to tell you when to turn.
You can tell your phone to dial anybody in your contact.
I can tell these glasses to do it now.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't know nobody number. I remember I went out at a protest one time, and I got arrested. And I was like, yeah, no, whose street? Our street. Next thing you know, I got in there. And
it was like, ass out.
I don't know nobody number.
Say, who I'm gonna call now?
Can y'all give me my phone? Because they gave me the phone.
They let you get it for 2 seconds.
Yeah, they let me get the phone because I didn't know nobody number. I just only know the name that pop up. I don't see the number. I stopped doing that. Now I know at least two numbers.
Two?
Yeah, just the emergency.
Yeah, I got a number. Right. Like, me and my cousin's numbers ain't changed in 25 years, so.
Hey, look. Well, we got to run the break. When we come back, we got Joyce on the lines. We're going to talk to Joyce when we get back. We got some talk to text. We got some chat. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
No idea's original, there's nothing new under the sun. It's never what you do, but how it's done. What you base your happiness around, material women and large paper. That means you inferior, not major. No idea's original, there's nothing new under the sun. It's never what you do, but how it's done. What you base your happiness around, material women and large paper. That means you inferior, not major. Can look inside my mind.
April is Financial Literacy Month, and The Truth has you covered on learning about how you can best manage your finances. All April, Benjamin, and Carrie Noni will speak with Nina Johnson, Senior Vice President and Wisconsin Branch Banking Market Leader from U.S. Bank. They will discuss financial strategies and tools they offer their customers to help enhance your financial management skills. Financial Literacy Month on the award-winning 1017 The Truth is sponsored by U.S. Bank. Visit our local U.S. Bank branch today. In studio with me, JB Fresh.
What up?
From Dad's On Duty, they have an event coming up, and we're asking for the men to get involved. Once again, how do they get involved with Dad's On Duty, once again, for those that are just tuning in?
MPSMKE.com/dad, D-A-D-S, On Duty. Just as simple.
That's sounding powerful.
Just as simple.
But I'm going to keep you around to join the conversation today. The conversation is, did they go to space?
Ah.
Gayle King, Katy Perry. A lot of people are, it's a lot of backlash going on with this situation.
Gayle mad they calling her a liar.
They saying that she faked it, you know what I mean? And but Oprah was out there crying. Oprah was out there waiting, and her friend made it back to Earth safe.
Has Oprah let you down in life before?
I don't know Oprah like that. You know what I mean? I don't know. That's between Gayle and Oprah. I don't know. I'm just watching.
I'm just saying.
I'm just watching.
As a black man in America, has Oprah let you down?
Has she ever lied to you before?
Hey, I don't know. I don't know her like that. I just, you know, I just see her on, you know, doing her thing. But like I said, all I'm saying is they focused on her being elated with the tears.
Yeah,
that just didn't took place.
They still trying to get the rest of that Kamala money from her.
For the production.
Yeah, that's man. You know, saying. It's all coming from the same pot,
oh,
ain't it?
Oh, wow. All right. Well, we going to go to the line. Joyce, you on the new 1017 The Truth. Tap in. How you doing, Joyce?
I'm doing very well. Thank you. And I was calling to make a comment about the ladies going in the outer space.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when Strahan, and I can't remember all the ones in his group, you know, they did the same thing about a while back, and there was not all that controversy.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they didn't have helmet on, if I remember Strahan, and I keep just saying Strahan because I can't remember the women's names.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have a helmet on.
Mm. Well, I think that they didn't make a big production about it either, you know what I mean? I think it wasn't publicized the way that this was publicized, you know, as a historic women thing that was, you know, something extra, you know, like this is what they put out that they really heavily promoted it. And then when it went down, they getting a backlash from it.
Okay, because there was women on, there was a mixed on the other flight that they went on.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think they even had a LBG on that, so it was kind of like mixed, but these were all ladies.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to comment on that. And I'll tell you another thing. The first, when Alan Shepard went to in outer space, the first person that we really knew of and was publicized, and that was quite a few years ago. He just touched on the moon. I think it was the second crew that went on that walked on the moon, mm-hmm. but he went to the outer shell. And his spaceship, the one that he originally went on, you know, Purdue University is in Lafayette, Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sitting out there on their campus. So anybody really interested in, I think I heard Tori Lowe, he was kind of interested in being an astronaut.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe he should visit there and he could get a good idea on what it is, what it's like, what you got to study for and all that type stuff.
Hey, that sounded powerful. Like I said, these things, you know, it's a lot of people with a difference of opinion. But like I said, I think that, you know, if there's the knowledge out there, if you really want to go down the rabbit hole. But from what I've seen from the raw footage, I gotta kind of like the raw footage of what they was filming out there that day. A lot of people are starting to break that down. But like I said, some people believe that, hey, this was powerful. Something that happened that was powerful.
It's very symbolic.
It's very symbolic. So is this something that, you know, when is the backlash unwarranted? I'll say this. People that are poking holes in what happened, if you listen to what they're saying.
The holes getting bigger, ain't they?
if you look at what they're talking about, it's and you start looking at and lining it up, it say, hey, you know, they got a point. It's not too ridiculous. It's not even ridiculous what they're saying. It's actually more common sense according to the knowledge that they have about space, going into space.
Well, the people that just came down, right, that wasn't as publicized as them getting back to Earth, right?
Elon Musk went up there and got the astronauts that were stuck.
Yeah, they were stuck up there for a minute.
Oh, that was only one day. They didn't even talk about that. It just happened. And then nobody really elaborated on it.
My red flag is when you just put too many characters and it's too much of a production in the show. I'm already putting a tinfoil koofy on.
Dang.
Anything with Gail King, I just don't trust anyway. So I'm gonna just put that out there for your public.
Somebody said 9655 says this is off topic, but Tori, work with me on getting chemtrails banned in Wisconsin. I mean, a lot of people, they don't believe in the chemtrail. They saying that that's make-believe, but there is now footage of certain things that we call chemtrails that have been going on, and a lot of people are coming out talking about these things. You know, send me some more information. Let me see what's happening there.
Yeah, I feel like Wisconsin, we probably one of the most The worst thing we got to deal with is racism here, man. Mm. As far as natural disasters and terrorist attacks, we pretty safe on that tip.
Okay. Well, send me some more information. I'll look into it and see, you know, if there's, you know, what we can do. If that's going on, we should try to stop it. So, like wow. I said, I mean, we going to figure it out. I ain't never knew how I was going to do anything.
You can't march in the air, Tori.
Well, you can't march in the air, but if it's a plane up there, you can stop it from going up there.
You going to stand on the plane?
You stop the plane.
Where's the planes?
You guys, what you got to find out if that's going on. That's when you get involved.
I know when time the Bucks leave on their plane tomorrow.
Right. Well, I'll say this. You know, whatever is going on, I don't get into all of that because I got my hands full with a lot of stuff. But if it's reasonable and you could kind of send me in a way where I can see if it's anything that I could do, I'll definitely try to help. But when we come back, we got Black Conscious on the lines. We got JB Fresh in studio. Dad's on duty. In studio, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tori Lowe.
More of the Tori Lowe Show is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is the Tori Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
One on one, 7 The Truth, Tori Lowe Show. DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. JB Fresh in studio.
Yeah, yeah.
Dad's on duty. On duty on the show today. Hanging out. Question of the day. Do you believe that the space event that took place, was it real? The recent space event with all women cast. A lot of people got given backlash. They point out certain things. But I'll say this. I want to believe. I'm like, I want to believe that they can fly. I want to believe.
I got a question.
That it happened.
I got a question. What's the difference between that space shuttle and the Challenger?
The Challenger blew up, right?
That was what, 85, 86?
Yeah.
And that was symbolic. Remember, they would send the teacher to try to send the teacher.
They had the, they had
we
the,
watched it,
they had the TV in the classroom.
Yeah.
And we watched the tragedy. I was traumatized.
It make you not want to be an astronaut no more?
No, it just made me realize that, okay, this ain't no safe thing.
Oh, yeah,
stuff
no.
can go wrong when you're trying to, you know, attempt to go into space, you know. So that's what, when I saw that, they said it, something happened, and we didn't even know. We just knew that they had to explain to us, because we was like, what happened? Like, everybody was looking confused, and then...
Yeah, because it wasn't no movie magic like that back then.
Back then, it was live.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we got Black Conscious on the line. Black Conscious, you on the new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in.
Knowledge yourself, my brothers, and honor to the ancestors. Say, listen, man, y'all better stop falling for that soft porn, sending five women up in a spaceship. That looks like a
oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Real, I knew what real, he meant.
They had a condom on, man. And then, what? You know, you had the sisters in. Yeah, man, look at the shape of that damn spaceship. Oh, by the way, man, apologies for getting too comfortable the other day with dropping that S word, man. So apologies. But yeah, but look at that rocket ship, man. That's man and his sexuality turning everything into a sexual thing. Look at the rocket.
His fiance,
a large dildo.
Jeff Bezos' fiance was up in there too, so I guess.
Yeah, his fiance or ex-wife?
His fiance.
Okay,
new
the new chick. Okay.
And I bet you she got a little handheld model shaped just like that damn rocket ship.
Oh, wow.
To help us do those lonely nights. But listen here, man. Before the women went up and they were showing them, they had to have their zipper all down. It was all sexualized,
what?
Man. It was all just man. They did a couple of interviews, and the sister and one of the pink toe chicks that was with her had their little suit zipped all down.
He is conscious.
Like, what is this?
Hey, look, we gonna go to break. We got Flyer John is calling in. We gonna talk to Flyer John when we get back. Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.